Naomi-sensei, what are we talking about today?
Te, iru, and te, kudasai. Reviewing te forms.
So, te, iru is the progressive form.
Mm-hmm.
It's equivalent to the present progressive in English. However, in Japanese, this can be used in two ways. Of course, the present progressive. For example, right now, Naomi-sensei, we are?
話している.
Talking. But it can also be used to represent a state that's ongoing.
そうですね。 ヒーターがついている.
The heater's on. So it's in a state of being on.
Right.
Okay. In today's lesson, which one do we have with the mother?
State.
And what's the state?
倒れている.
She's in a state of falling down. So she has fallen down. Can we have another example?
大きな木が倒れています.
So a big tree has fallen to the ground. So the pattern, the subject changes, but the rest doesn't. Something, something が?
倒れている.
Okay, the next phrase we're going to look at is?
落ち着いてください.
Please calm down. Now, if you remember, 落ち着く, calm down, settle down, is a class one verb. So when we conjugate this to the te form, we drop the final syllable ku, and with ku, we replace it with?
いて.
So we have?
落ち着いて. And kudasai. 落ち着いてください.
Please calm down.
And if somebody told you, 落ち着いてください. And you want to say, I'm calm. 私は落ち着いています.
Sounds like a fight. 落ち着いてください.
落ち着いています.
落ち着いていない.
落ち着いています.
You kind of get the idea, but maybe. But this is an interesting one. I'm calm. Like, calm down. I'm calm. Calm down. I'm calm.
ピーター落ち着いてくださいね。